This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Good morning. It's Alice at 97.3, an Odyssey company.
It's Thursday.
Oh, so close. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brent. Good morning, Nick.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
How did your incredibly hard day at work go yesterday?
I didn't have an incredibly hard day at work.
Thought you said you had tons of yard work to do. Tons.
Oh, that.
Piles. You're going to be out in the sun all day. You're going to be working.
I was.
On
that
a fence
I don't. I was like, work? I watched the Odyssey video that you know that everyone.
Oh.
The presentation. So that was, you know.
I see. That's why you were like an Odyssey. I get it.
An Odyssey. I'm all in with Odyssey. I caught the Odyssey
it's
bug.
Quite inspiring.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
This is my friend Susan's on it. For, you know, mm-hmm. She's telling me all the stuff. Yeah, I really, you know, it's a very slick production. I thought, that is wow. We've got our own font. It's fantastic. I really actually enjoyed it. There's this English lady talking on it. She had the best accent I ever heard. I sat and kind of copied everything that she was saying. I loved it. It was great. Anyway, I'm really excited about the big change, and there's some really cool things that are coming your way. So if you don't already have the Odyssey app, which used to be the radio.com app, it's AUDACY. If you don't have it, get it. Some cool things happening. Bryn's all excited about it. Oh, we're going to do this and that and the other thing. Very exciting. So, and then I went out in the yard and dug dirt and got my fingernails all dirty, and which is, you know, it feels good. It feels. I am just making this yard beautiful. How was your day?
It does tend to look like it needs a lot more.
It does. Oh,
it
my God.
It looks so
I know.
Unfinished.
Right. Well, there's this one thing. I'm kind of sick of this. This stuff's getting kind of leggy, so I'm ripping that garden out, and I'm going to put another one, you know.
Oh.
Maintenance.
It doesn't sound like maintenance. You're ripping something out.
Yeah, it sounds like a remodel.
Well, it's gotten overgrown. I cut it way back last year. It just doesn't smell like I just, you know, I want it to be, I'm thinking about getting a new tree over there, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow. Hey, Nicole.
Yes.
How did the symptoms go for the rest of the day for you? Did you have more trouble?
I had some body aches, but it only lasted for like an hour and then I was fine.
Your second shot or your first?
My second. It wasn't really that bad, I thought. And I just went to bed early.
How's your arm today?
Oh, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So
I was expecting headaches or...
Yeah, a lot of people are getting kind of knocked down.
There's a lot of stuff that was potentially going to happen. So
yeah.
I was worried about it.
I was nervous because I was seeing the text come in and I was like, oh my God, like I don't want any of that. But
did you get your first shot yesterday then?
It was the day before.
Yeah, I got my shot
Monday.
Days ago.
Oh, and you go Monday?
Monday, yeah. I got my shot, days ago. I'm fine. It's the first
the,
one's not
it
the
went
one.
Away.
It's the second one.
The second one's supposed to be. So I had arm pain, and that sucked, and I didn't sleep the first night after for whatever reason. I have no idea, but the second shot gave my mom and my wife, actually, both got cruncher headaches.
Oh.
So...
Yeah, I was looking and didn't get that.
I'm sure I'll wind up with a headache. We tried yesterday. I tried at noon. A bunch of Marin appointments went live. And it took me so long to get through the questionnaire and all the things that when I got on the site, 250 appointments available. And 2 minutes later, they were all gone. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, no appointments.
The bummer is that I've been hearing people say, well, I've got a few appointments in case one, and that's a real bummer. When you
don't
hear that,
do that.
I know. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Don't
I can't
do
believe
that.
They can get more than one. John went on at midnight last night. He said he got the form completed. He was ready to go by 12:01, and they were all gone. I'm like, oh, that's, well, look, when at some point we'll get one.
Well, anyway, part of the reason this is not only because Nicole got her vaccine, but I'll repeat this a few times today. So everyone over 50 can now get it.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the day. It goes wide and even wider in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So on April 15th, it'll be 16 and up.
Yeah, it's coming your way. I mean, I was really disappointed because yesterday at noon, they were making the appointments for today. And I tried. And me and my son sat here, and we were both trying to sign on as me and get me in a, like, get me one. Just what, with it, by 12:02, they were all gone. So I just had, and I was really sad because my friend got one. Oh, I got one. I'm like, oh my God. Because you'll take anything. And it just didn't happen. And I was wicked depressed. So I went outside and stuck my face in the dirt, breathed that for a while, see if that'll give me some antibodies. And I'm totally ready. I'm psyched. You got a vaccine whisperer over there. I'm glad you're one step in, Vinny.
Yeah, no, I am as well. I mean, we still haven't heard if the boosters, all that's going to happen. But yeah. I'm
oh, you don't already have your second appointment?
No, I have that. I mean, booster beyond the second appointment. They still don't know. Another year, we're going to need another shot.
Or in another 3 months.
Right.
I mean, it might be, guess what? We're signing up for quarterly vaccinations. Have a standing appointment.
At least for now, right. Yeah. So anyway, whatever. Yeah, yesterday, though, was the day that I expected it to be. It was freaking perfect out. Mm. In fact, it was almost too hot.
Yes. Borderline, like,
spring,
geez.
And into summer, like in the 80s where I am, that's not supposed to happen yet,
right?
But it was hot. Like I went to a spot that, yeah, our cars get broken into a lot there. It's just one of those spots where what they do is they pull up in a van, they smash your window, and they take whatever they can, and they drive away. And
as soon as they see you, what, wander down the hill to get into the water?
Yes, exactly right. Or it just sucks that people do that, but they do. So right. I had to strip my car of everything I own, except the stuff that I needed. And so I don't bring a license, and I just leave everything at home.
Right.
I go there, I park, I have to walk through a farm to get to the spot I'm going.
What would you say? It's a half mile to the beach?
Yeah, I would say that.
Boy, carrying your surfboard.
Well, it's not heavy, but it's just, there you are, doot-de-dooing in a wetsuit. Creating yeast, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's cooking.
Yeah.
So you're it's 80 degrees and you're in a wetsuit in the full sun walking through a farm.
You're yeasting. Yes. Mm. Yay.
Cakey.
So that's, and you can't look before you go. You just got to decide that all the conditions appear to be right for this spot. I'm going to go.
Oh.
You can't see it.
Right.
So you just have to walk out there and hope for the fingers crossed. So I walk out there yeasting. Again, sorry, but that's...
Cook that bread. Loaves. Fresh loaves for everyone.
It was hot. So I'm just like, yikes.
Oh, boy.
And then I got down there and it wasn't that good.
Oh.
But
the water
anyway.
Was nice and cold. Well,
it was
sure.
Great. Yeah, and from that standpoint, it was great. And you want to hear something weird?
Yes.
This never happens.
Okay.
I'm in the ocean. There's two other people there with me. It's not that good, but it's beautiful. Green water, sun's out, it's hot. Like, it actually feels like you can feel the sun sort of maybe too hot on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Just nice, right? And the two people I'm sort of out there with are fixated back at shore. And I'm like, what are these two looking at? But I don't want to be creepy now that I'm in on their whatever they're doing, right?
Right, right.
So I find a way to move myself and look over. And there at the shore is a woman, long-legged woman in a bikini, crawling along the rock faces above the ocean.
Oh.
Like, what in the barefoot bikini
crawling.
Like, you just go, what am I? Is this real life?
So what's she trying to do?
She is on a little hike, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's
a bikini hike.
It's super treacherous shoreline. Like it's the water breaks into the rocks.
Yes. Yeah.
So she's crawling along the rocks above the water in a bikini, far from anywhere she should be.
Right. Barefoot.
And barefoot in a bikini on a hot day. Out for a hike. And then suddenly we're like, I realize we're all three of us are watching this girl trying to figure out, are we looking at someone who's out for an afternoon or someone who's, I don't know, is she trying
to get away from someone?
Is this self-harm? What is this? This is not a place that you would go
to.
Why is
this happening?
What is happening
She's
is
probably
right.
trying to get that photo for Instagram. You know, the perfect photo.
Maybe. I don't know where she's carrying that camera, though.
That's true.
In her boobies.
I don't know. It was just one of those weird, this has never been seen down
here
So
then
before.
What happened?
She crawled all the way across.
Yeah.
Jumped in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And then started her crawl back. Not crawl. Like, I mean, she's like on a rock ledge going across.
Hand to hand.
Scaling.
Huh.
Weird.
So she jumps in the ocean. She doesn't get dashed against the rocks, gets back onto the rocks, and then
seemed to have a handle on what she was doing. And yet.
What color hair?
Brunette.
Uh-huh.
But we were, you know, just like. I think you would have stared too. We all stopped doing what we were doing and went, what are we looking at?
Watching a show.
Yeah. Weird.
How bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't take our eyes off her. I mean, I tried
to. And then she gets back to the beach and she just walks away.
She crawled out of sight and, or, you know, climbed out of sight. And I turned because water was, you know, coming
all
from the other direction
all around
as well.
You. Right.
Right. So, and it was just weird. Just a weird moment. I guess the sun and the sunshine had everybody feeling summer vibes.
Yeah.
That's all I could think. And she's.
How do you even get down to that beach? Did she have to do the same thing as you?
She would have had to have walked a long way.
Right.
A long way. Barefoot. Like, I usually wear booties when I make that hike.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you walk through the farm barefoot.
No, you walk through with booties. And because there's some rock faces you climb down as well, you just want to have your feet protected.
How do you climb down a rock face holding your surfboard?
You do it very carefully. Mm. I can't say I've never fallen.
Oh. And then what do? You just keep your booties on? So you have your booties on in the water?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're great.
Keep your feet all toasted.
I mean, you'd rather do it without them, but, you know, the water's cold.
Sure.
Anyway, just a weird little moment in the day that made no sense. And
that's funny.
Of course, there I am like a dumb boy going.
I'm watching a leggy brunette.
Well,
crawling along the.
It's like the most beautiful. It's more beautiful than the. I mean, the scenery's even more beautiful now, I guess, is the way to put it. I'm
she's
like,
improving
wow.
the view.
Who knew you could improve it by putting a long legged lady out there?
In a bikini, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if she could have been naked, that would have been even better.
I guess. I think that we would have really questioned her mental health, though. Isn't that weird that we would have. I already was. I was already thinking, I hope
like, what the
hell's
she doing? Right.
Something's not wrong here.
Yeah.
But she seemed fully capable.
Good little climber?
Yeah. I mean, it's treacherous area.
I
can't really.
You've talked about it enough times that it seems like a dangerous place. I think the first time you said you ever saw it, you went over, looked, and just didn't think. Well, you think you turned around, didn't you?
This particular spot, the first time I went there, it was so foggy that I couldn't get back in. And this is one of the reasons that I needed to end up going and getting contacts, because I realized I can't see normally. Add fog. I'm going into the rocks like without any idea.
Don't
where
even
to go
realize
up.
They're there, right?
I'm just headed in and hoping for fingers crossed, belly right in and hope I don't smash into something.
Jesus, I God.
So yeah, that spot is anyway. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, it was a nice afternoon.
It was.
I did get out for some waves. I called the missus after I got out of the water, and I go. Should I pick up anything on my way home? And she goes, no. And I go, oh, you don't, hi, What's going on?
Get home.
Uh-huh.
Should I pick up anything? No. Pick up the pace.
I'll go get it myself.
Yes. Oh, as soon as you get here, I'll go get stuff. Right.
I'm going to kill this kid. And I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to go rescue our child then.
Oh, hurry home.
Okay.
Before mom goes off the deep end. Before she starts scaling cliff faces.
Yeah, the pushback. It's strong right now at our house.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a bit of that.
Yeah.
And you know what though? It's helped. She's me and the wife have talked and she's like, "You have to be the bad guy. I need you to be the bad guy sometimes."
Oh.
And so I've done a few of these where I'm like, "Get in the corner." And the kid's like, "No." Like, what's going to happen? And we've gotten to that point where timeouts have to happen, and she after the first one, she hates it.
Yeah.
So it's good to threaten that, and it usually gets results.
Right. It's all about follow through. You know,
yeah.
If you threaten and threaten and threaten, they suddenly know how empty those threats are. You got to make it happen.
Right.
Once you do it one time, you can always threaten it. Well, he did do it that one time.
Yeah. So we're going through some of that stuff. She took some things that I had picked up, brought home, and put on the stairways to bring upstairs. She took them and threw them out down the stairway. And I go,
could she?
Pick it up. And she looks at me like, huh? And
did I made just her yell at me?
Pick up every one of those and put them back where they were right now. And she's like, oh, okay. One, and I just stood there and stared at her.
Good.
Every one of them.
Nice, Vinny. Well, nice.
That's what I came home to.
That's fun. Good
times. I had
times.
To be a ball buster.
Well.
Or whatever you would call that.
Is this your younger one? Or?
This is the youngest one, yes.
Yeah, the older one's not pitching crap down the stairs, you know.
No, the older one knows she'll lose certain things she doesn't want to lose.
Right.
There's leverage with her now.
Well, sure, there's screens.
Right.
Those
the
are
iPod
solid,
goes
solid
away.
Leverage, right.
When you're being mean to your younger daughter, because I have one
of
similar
those.
Age,
right?
Do you think as you're yelling at them, oh, she's so cute?
I do,
just and like with a straight face, she's adorable.
Well, the thing is she gets a smile on her face at first, like
I could charm him out of
you're
this.
You're just kidding. Uh-huh. You don't mean it. And I have to, and that while that's cute and funny to me, I'm supposed to be laying down some authority here. So
right. Uh-huh.
It does cause me some issue, but.
Oh, there's internal turmoil.
Yeah.
You know, God, she's cute.
Yeah. No, and she she knows Dad loves her. She knows it. So she gets very like,
but you love me.
Puppy
you don't
face.
Want me to pick that up.
Right.
Come on. You can do it so much faster.
You're so good at stuff.
Isn't that true?
You always pick up things for me. Why are you making me do this now?
Why do I have to do this?
Yeah. Well.
I was just playing a game with you where I throw things and you pick them up.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I came home to I had a nice morning here on the show. I had a nice little
interlude.
After work exercise. And then I got home and there was trouble.
And Daddy had to put the hammer down. Where's our hammer sounder?
Never Odyssey. Found it, remember?
Yeah. Oh, didn't someone say there was one at the beginning of some song?
I did get an email about a pretty cool one. I watched the entire clip. It was a clip from the actual Thor movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let me go to my email that I can't.
Oh, good. Yeah, so that the rest of the afternoon was that. It was just friction.
Putting down the hammer.
Well, it wasn't just me. It was like she was, something was up. It's not the moon because the moon's already moved, but from full to less than, but she was feisty and problematic the whole afternoon.
Well, punk. What, terrible twos? That's what they call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not every kid has it. The terrible
twos. She snuck
twos.
Out of, so I took her for a nap. I lay down. Lay her down.
Yeah.
I'm laying there. She's trying to talk to me. I'm like, I'm not going to answer this kid. So I'm laying there. I'm not even asleep, but I realize she's gotten really quiet, and I think, oh, she's asleep. She has snuck out of the crib, snuck out of her room, and snuck into her
right
sister's
past
room.
You.
Right past me, and is playing in her sister's room with poop in her pants when I find her. I'm like, what, you?
Oh, poop in her pants.
Yep, poop
she
her
had
pants.
It all going on.
I'm like, oh,
No wonder she couldn't fall asleep. She had to poop.
This is what I come home to.
Yeah. Well, family life.
Don't you miss it?
Nope. I do romanticize it because I'm like, oh, to have them before again, just for one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear stories from you and I go, oh, yeah, that's right. It totally sucks. Little kids. Yeah. Oh, kids suck.
Anyway, Bryn, hammer me and then let's get going.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
Okay.
What?
He locked himself out of his email this morning. He's, you know, he's.
Yeah.
I thought you were looking for the hammer.
He was, but then he realized he couldn't get into his thing. So.
Did he say that and I missed it? I was that whole story was to just kill time.
Yeah, no, I knew this. I actually knew that story about the a lockout, and I wondered if enough time had gone by for him to get back in there, but nope.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
I'm sorry, everyone, about the poop in your pants story.
No, that was good. That was actually my favorite. That was my favorite part of the whole story.
All right.
Yeah. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.